opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, I had a friend on last week, Dean McGriff, and in their second program, he got me to thinking. There are people that are hard preppers, and that is good. But with these laws that are being passed, that you cannot hoard, you might be putting yourself in danger. So I would say quietly prep, light prep, take things with you if you have to flee that are, yes, food, water, absolutely. But also, I've had to think about it, and things that you might need, I've talked about this before, that you might need that are, you know, medications, things of that nature, things that you have used that you know work. If you have a cold, you know, like, parasite, I don't want to use the words, but help you remove parasites. Things that are not big, small, needed, necessary, vital to keep you alive another day. Light prepping. Medications. YouTube, years ago, I should resume my studies. YouTube has the different sites you can go to learn how to suture if you have a wound and you're out away from medical attention, which anymore you have to be careful because you don't know what's going to happen if you end up in a hospital. But things like suturing, small cuts, things of this nature, bad bruises, when you get extremely bruised, like let's say you tumble down the side of a mountain, not a mountain, but down, and you get beat up, you get bruised all over, you have to be careful. Blood clots, things that can thin the blood naturally, being careful to not overdo it. Do things gently, unless it's a extreme situation, then you might have to, you'll probably want to do something a little more invasive. But I've had to think about that. Simple things like, if you're out and you need energy, they have caffeine tablets. They'll get you by for an hour, 2 or 3 hours. For sure, I carry, generally, years ago, I'd go to some of the concerts, years ago, back in the 90s. And, you know, in Colorado, you definitely going to get afternoon rains and winds. So I took extra bags, just plastic bags, trash bags, but that you could cut a hole in the top, put over your head, and keep your arms in. You could cut a hole for your arms so you can grab things. And sure enough, I had enough for the people I was with and a few others, because sometimes young people, especially girls, don't like to wear a lot of clothing. But the wind and the rain, it'll get you. So I was able to give a couple of bags to these young girls, not heads, not thinking ahead. It just got me thinking that find what is best for you, learn your lesson, don't forget it, and have these type of, whatever we have. I have a product I use, high concentration of vitamin C, GSE. And they recommend 10 drops. I take 20 or 30. But in a 10 ounces, I chug it. Very bitter. Not like sipping a fine coffee or chai. And I load up on this stuff. It kills virus. It doesn't kill bacteria. It kills virus. The bacteria, within the bacteria, you have the virus. It's the virus that gets you. But that's what I do. I take that with me, and I drink it. It's vitamin C, not going to harm you. You might have a loose stool if you drink too much. But, and then another product I use for years, my family uses it. Simple wellness formula. You can buy it at Sprouts, Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods. Wellness formula. Three of those. I take three. I'm not a child. I'm 180 pounds. And three will get me started, and then I do two about every 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours, to stay on top of whatever I'm catching. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah.
Little things like that. Another thing, too, is having a little, you don't have to be extensive, you know, training for protection. What do you call it? Just so you can survive in any kind of altercation where you can get away, run. You know, you're not necessarily going to be called a chicken if somebody pulls a knife on you. You want to just, you don't want to stand there. You don't want to freeze. You have to have your wits about you. You need to run. I have a friend that was a expert on knife defense. He was an expert. And he told me the best advice he ever gave me. He said, listen, when someone pulls a knife on you, even if you're a knife expert, like I am, judo, jiu-jitsu, all of the martial arts, he said, when someone pulls a knife on you, they're not necessarily going to be military trained and try to do the techniques that they would teach you in the military. They're going to, you never know what they're going to do. He said, the best thing to do, run. I said, really? He said, run. He said, get away. Because you don't know what these people are going to do. You don't know their style. They may just start slashing. And the first thing you're going to do is put your arm up. And you're going to get slashed. Run. Don't be afraid to run. Somebody with a gun, maybe don't run. If they're at a distance, get behind something. Disappear. Hide. And be ready to run. Self-defense. Be in shape. Nobody likes to stay in shape, except for the Hollywood group types. They love their body. They love to look good. They want to get out every day and feel good. They have the money to have a personal trainer, go to the gym, spend 3 hours casually, have a cup of whatever they drink, take a shower, take their bag, go home. They're in shape. Walking, best exercise for you. I tell my wife, find a hill, walk up, walk down. Don't go to the oval track. That oval track, it's okay. Find a hill with grass. Walk up, walk down. Walk up, walk down. You're working the back of your legs. You're working the front, your thighs. Stay in shape. You know, many of you realize, you know that I had an accident in March. I broke six in the front, three in the back, and I broke my femur. Stay in shape. I do what they call Walmart therapy. My wife was gracious enough to take me to the Walmart. I get in the wheelchair, 45 minutes of, I run down a few people, mainly little kids. They come out of nowhere. They run. Their moms can't control them. They're out of control. So I've run over a few kids. It's okay. And the mother blamed me for not watching what's going on. I tell the mother, no, your kids, they're unruly. They're not disciplined. You don't know how to discipline them. You don't know how to raise your kids. You let them run wild because you're selfish. You don't want to raise your kids. You want to let them do what they want to do, and they rule you. And once in a while, I maybe run over an elderly person. But that's okay. They understand. They had a cane. They were on their feet. I was in the wheelchair. Well, okay, that really didn't happen, but I almost did run over a few elderly people. I couldn't get around them. So that's what I did to stay in shape. Everyone can do something to stay in shape. There's an actor. His name is Jason, I think I'll pronounce his name correctly, Statham. He's English. He did the movies Transporter. And he learned a good lesson. He didn't go to the gym, work out with weights, lift 300 pounds, curl 50 pounds. He didn't do that. He talked to a guy that had been incarcerated, and the guy looked like Schwarzenegger. And Stratham, whatever his name is, asked him, well, in jail, so you had access to all? He said, no, I didn't. I didn't use weights. I used my own body, the weight of my body, push-ups, pull-ups when I could. I would squats. Whatever was available, I used. A bench, put my toes on the bench, and do push-ups. And walk on my hands and legs backwards. Everyone can do something to stay in shape. But in America, we're an unhealthy nation. No one wants to exercise because we're lazy. The curse of wealth is obesity. The curse of people that have wealth is they generally don't discipline themselves to stay in shape. Very simple. And one thing that in the prepping world, and the mini prepping world, I call it the mini prepping world, forget whether you prep a lot or prep a little, you stay in shape. You don't have the time every day to spend 2 hours staying in shape, but you can do things that where you're watching your favorite movie, squats, build your torso, lean side to side, keep yourself in shape. And you're not doing this so you look good. You will look good, but that's not the objective. The objective is to be flexible, mainly flexible, and stay in shape, have muscle tone. So in our visit last week with Dean on Wednesday's program, I started thinking while he was talking. No one ever talks about just basically being able to do something that you can that you can fit into your day to stay in shape. But that's the better than prepping. This way you're stretching. You don't have to use the yoga. You don't have to use all the occult practices of yoga. You can just stretch, keeping things out of the spiritual realm. You don't need to get your, what do you call it, your chi or your chai or your, no, just stretch. You fall down and you stretch, you're not going to get injured. You're going to be flexible. You're going to be toned. I have a friend that's went to school together. He's 73. His goal is to go to Tibet. He wants to climb one of the mountains in Tibet. And that's not me. I enjoy the outdoors, but I don't like going to Tibet. Number one, I don't think the culture will fit with what I like to do. You know, I like a burger. I like a hot dog. Things like that that maybe aren't the best for me. But I try to stay in shape to some degree. But he wants to go to Tibet and climb mountains. Well, God be with him, not me. I'm staying put right here in the homeland. Dysfunctional homeland. So anyhow, I just had a conniption, so I thought I would present that to you. You know, with the wellness formula. You know, I don't get a little container and put wellness formula in the container and meet it out. I'll take this every 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever. I get a handful, I throw them in my pocket. And then I used to hitchhike. When you hitchhike, you don't carry all kinds of containers for everything. You're limited in space, what you can put in the backpack. I put a needle, some thread, whatever, in case I needed to stitch myself up, and aspirin. This way, when I got to the border and they went through the Canadians, went through my backpack, all they found was aspirin. They said, "What's this here?" I said, "Well, the little box says Bayer aspirin." "Well, what's in it?" I said, "Bayer aspirin." "Nothing else in there?" I said, "No, Bayer aspirin." I said, "I have this for headaches. Or, you know, if I need it, I have a little pain, I Bayer aspirin." But the Canadians, they want to know, "Well, we think it might be some kind of illegal drugs." I said, "Well, you can have it if you want. It's not worth anything to me. I'll just buy another, when I get back over the border, I'll buy another little thing of Bayer aspirin. You can have it. Here, don't throw it away. Use it. Take it home. Put it in your medicine cabinet." They check everything. So I just learned to, hey, wellness formula, throw it in my pocket, pull out three or four of them, a little bit of water, I'm done. The lint, sometimes you'll get lint in your pocket. The lint, you might want to, it's not going to offer anything except fiber, but still, I don't like lint. Lint doesn't have any taste. It just kind of wads up in your mouth and you can't do anything with it. Take it out, throw it away. That's how I do it. Having what I need that I know works for me. What works for me may not work for you. You find out what works for you, use what works for you, and whatever works for you, use it. Just forget the lint. However you want to do it, don't pack lint. It's a nuisance. Okay, well, I just felt to present that. Dean got me thinking. And go to YouTube, self-defense techniques, how to suture, things for, you know, I have a friend that went into a fire department. What do they call it? It wasn't the fire department. It was Longmont had the rescue unit. And they would teach you, by the time you're done, if you stay with it, you're a paramedic. You can go to work for the city or somebody that is hiring. You become a paramedic. Useful. We're going to go to a break here in just a second. And I'm going to tell you that this country possibly is going to have another draft, another conscription. Your young people, your children, may not be safe in the future because we are now in the time of war. And America is going to have to ante up not just the billions and billions of dollars and weaponry, but we're going to have to ante up the bodies of our young men and women. And there's an interesting, when I get back, something interesting that happened in Ukraine on February 24th, 2022. We're going to discuss that. Because this maybe will help me make my point. And what that is that, well, I'm going to have to wait. We have 15 seconds. We're going to go to a break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Exercise. Exercise. Be active. Don't just sit. Do something. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva's Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended it.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Okay, welcome back. Let's continue to visit here. My best advice, find a nice hill. Walk up, walk down. Walk up, walk down. Kind of like brush up, brush down. Stay in shape. Stay flexible. Now on the, here's what happened on the 24th of February, 2022. You already forgot, many of you, so I'll remind you. This is the day that Russia was forced to move troops into Ukraine. On that day, this is an article, Polish authorities have started extraditing to the Ukrainian authorities, men of conscription age who illegally left Ukraine since the 24th of February 2022. According to the Polish Border Guard data, after the 24th of February 2022, about 2.87 million Ukrainians aged 18 to 60 have entered Poland. These Ukrainian men, they knew what was coming. The death sentence by Vladimir Zelensky. A death sentence to be sent. These men were going to be sent to the front lines to be ground. Be ground to death. Millions of Ukrainians dodging the draft. Millions dodging the draft to avoid certain death, fighting for NATO, not for Ukraine, for NATO. Ukraine's permanent mobilization campaign is suffering setbacks amid the catastrophic outflow of fighting men aged men from the country, with Ukrainian Institute of the Future calculating recently that the country's population had dropped to just 29 million people as of 2023, down from 41.1 million in 2021, and just a shadow of its 52 million peak in 1991. Amidst the crisis, alternative media and even some legacy outlets have reported on the growing difficulties facing Ukrainian authorities in recruiting more conscripts for the NATO-backed proxy war against Russia. Against Russia, with widespread reports of draft officers grabbing men off the street, draconian restrictions on travel abroad, and demands for large-scale bribes from anyone seeking to avoid being sent to fight. So that is what is happening over there. That is what happened. They learned from the teenage kids of fighting age in Vietnam during that time here in the United States of America. And most of the world is paying attention to what's happening in Ukraine. We, in this country, American people, because of our so-called freedom and because of the lockdowns via COVID-19, we don't pay attention to what's happening over there. Like I stated last week, the 50-yard line is Ukraine. Russia on one side, the United States of America on the other side. Don't be fooled. This is not a NATO war. NATO is being forced to, as an American, extended American military, NATO is being forced to continue this battle that they cannot win against Russia. And after China involved itself 20 days earlier, in February the 2nd, 2022, it was a war that the NATO nations realized, we have to do this, we have to do what they call blitzkrieg. We have to get in, break this Russian front, and move into Russia, move into Moscow, and they couldn't do it. China, with Russia, whatever Russia needs, China is providing. Whatever Russia needs, other nations, other Russian allies, other nations throughout the world that know that this, should America win in Ukraine and beat Russia and defeat Russia and destroy Russia and Putin, that they will have no hope in the future. These nations know this war that's taking place there is a war of survival, not only for Russia, but China realizes it too. Because if Russia is defeated, Xi Jinping is never going to be able. His objective is to rule the world by 2049. China realizes if Russia is defeated, then China will never be the world hegemon. And China never will be. China won't be. Even the BRICS nations, China's a part of, these nations are very wary of China. Xi, they don't like him. He is a globalist. He's following the objectives of the World Economic Forum. Xi is on board with this eco-state, this eco-war, this the smart cities. This is the only way that that China could rule the nations through using the strategies of World Economic Forum with 15-minute cities. No travel. No travel. It's over. Travel ends. Communication outside of those 15-minute cities is going to be interrupted. Everything will change as far as social media. So the BRICS nations, they're not on board with China pushing for this type of digital world that is actually Xi Jinping. He likes and has studied the, how did I phrase it? I phrased it a certain way. He likes the policies of Antichrist land. He likes the policies of the coming Antichrist system in the United States of America and Canada. He likes it. He knows if this is the objective, the plan, the method, the way that America is going to rule every man, woman, and child in the Antichrist land, it will work for China. China has embraced this plan of the World Economic Forum, the multipolar world nations, India, Brazil, South Africa, Russia. They don't want any part of this. They know what this means. China has her eyes on being the nation that's going to lead the multipolar world nations into the future. Xi Jinping, once a Maoist, always a Maoist, but he is more refined, or you might say more pure in his communism than Mao Zedong. Chairman Mao was aided by America, aided by the Rockefellers. And to some degree, Xi is still having American assistance. Because America knows that if we can get China on board with this world system, this global network of nations that will be controlled digitally, they know that America feels that they have the technological way in which to even control China. Well, it won't happen. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Let's continue the visit. Podcast 1360, khnc.com, podcast section for my program and others.
50 cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
So don't forget, I'm counseling you, the one thing that will be productive for you, find a nice grassy hill. Walk up, walk down, walk up, walk down. You'll stay in shape. And that's what it's all about, staying in shape. Then on top of that, find sources that are credible in what you're studying. I am listening and watching on the sites that I go to. Two things that will happen in this election that I've already talked about. Number one, once again, you're going to have people pushing for the government to start investigating UFOs. We want to know the UFOs. It muddies the water. It makes things opaque. Trump is not going to spend his time, or the others aren't going to spend time looking into this matter of UFOs. It is a psyop. This is what the government does. It splits people, it divides people in the truther movement. The second is this matter of flat earth. It is a psyop. It is a psyop that involves the DARPA, the CIA, and NASA. Without these agencies, NASA, with the satellite photos, doctoring things to make everything to appear to be flat, and even bringing on board some of these astronauts, people like this that we believe. No, psyop. Remember that. Don't forget. And here it is once again. I told you it was going to happen a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Flat Earth and the matter of UFOs. It will destroy, divide the truther people. And truthers came into existence after 9/11. But the truthers continued in their view and, investigation of Waco and Oklahoma to get involved with this type of is psyop. I've studied the, I don't have time to try to answer all of the truther people that have been, I say, deceived by this matter of flat earth. I don't have time for that. It's not really, it's too involved. But I have read initially when this all began, when the flat earth adherents, believers, when this all began, they don't pay attention to, they don't want to read the matter of NASA, the CIA, DARPA, a campaign to deceive the people, to keep people off balance, especially those at this election time, those in the conservative network of voters. So that's all I got to say about that. Just like, what's his name? You never know what you get in a box of chocolates. That guy. Then I was watching some videos. My wife and I told her she needed to see this. With the graphene oxide that people have received through the injections, you can go up to 4, 3, 4, 5G, and you're fairly safe. But if you start taking 6G, 7G, if you start upping the waves, I've seen photos where an individual, his head in the brain cavity, he started to smoke. His inside of his head, he caught fire. Then they showed photos in China. People whose smoke is coming out of their nose, like a freight train, the old freight trains. And the smoke is just coming out of their heads and out of their ears. The people that don't want to believe that this graphene oxide is so dangerous, well, I hope that you listen to what I'm saying. when they up the G's, 6G, 7G, 8G, it will act. It's just like being in a microwave. You're in a microwave and you have that graphene oxide in your head cavity, it's going to get hot and start cooking whatever's in your head cavity. Smoke coming out of their nostrils, smoke coming out of their ears, there's no hope. The children of the world, this is what they do. The children of the world are wicked. With all the races, you have the good and you have the wicked. With educated, non-educated, the wicked, you have very, very wealthy people who are good people, but then you have the wicked. In these, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, where do they recruit? They recruit from the universities, many in this country. And they recruit people whose moral compass, they have none. They have no moral compass. They believe they are doing their research to further to further mankind, to help mankind. They have no conscience, and they are in these working at the university. Most people that I know, when their kids come out of the university, they are absolutely brainwashed. Man is good. Anything that they do for their job is okay. This is what happened in Nazi Germany. The people that were in these industries, they believe that so it's going to cost a few million lives. What they're doing is acceptable. Because yeah, a few million are going to die, but the knowledge that they're going to get for mankind is invaluable. Well, eventually they realize that, and we realize that mankind is...
So the tea is great for healthy people because we'll be back. It helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Going back to the best advice I can give you, find a grassy hill, walk up, walk down, stay in shape. They always gravitate, these people in these research facilities, they always gravitate and do the research upon man. Not mice, not rats, yeah, to some degree, dogs, cats, every creature, every animal. They find every poisonous creature in the world and they have a use for the poison within these, with each creature. And they use that poison in pharmaceuticals. If you have low blood pressure, they give you a pharmaceutical to take your blood rate up. And it has snake venom in it. One of many different kinds of snake venom. They even take spider poison. They use it for everything. Mankind is the guinea pig, the ultimate guinea pig. The island of Dr. Moreau, these chimera, these children now, black-eyed children, other children that they test their DNA, they're not human. We did these articles about a year ago here on the station, and the mother and the father that had been vaccinated, the child that is born is not human. This is the research out of the NIH, National Institute of Health. They do not consider these children to be human. They don't have Homo sapien DNA. They have DNA from other living creatures. As strange as it may be, this is the truth. Then with these children, they found in Ukraine, in these bio labs underground, they're part human plus some other animal. What do you do with that? A friend asked me, in fact, this friend Dean was out here last week visiting me, and I told him about the experiment they did at CSU, taking a buffalo and beef and creating what they called a beefalo. The strain was so mad and so aggressive, they couldn't tame down the strain of aggressiveness in that beefalo, in the beefalo. So what did they do? They shot them all. They couldn't contain them in the wooden pens. They'd break through. They were aggressive, violent. They had to use 2 3/8 steel tubing to make the pens, and they had to make them tall. They didn't make them 6 foot tall. Even 8 foot maybe wasn't enough. What could they do? Shoot them all. This is what man does. This is where man gravitates to. Man cannot cease this type of evil. It's going to get worse. I don't know how bad it's going to get. But when you have a culture with creatures in the culture that are not even human, but have hands, legs, eyes, can think, what are you going to do? And this is why every person in the world, every supposed human, has to have a DNA test. They want the DNA from every individual because they have to find out who in the population are not human. Well, for today, we're going to finish podcast 1360khnc.com for my program, The Present Truth. And archived also are the other programs for the guests throughout the day, throughout the weekend. Join me tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll try to find something to visit about. And in the meantime, uphill, downhill, stay in shape.
Clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.